Welcome to Unbroken. We last left Nora and Boris, who were apartment hunting, as Betty and John. As the elevator opened, they saw a young girl and had to keep their cool. Jacob got a call from his patron, which we have since learned more about. Let's find out what dark forces shake up the whole group this time.
The elevator dings, and a nicely dressed, like, 8-year-old girl, just whistling, skips out and brushes past the two of you, opposite direction. And I need you both to keep your cool.
Okay.
I think I have something for this, too. Let me look.
Do it.
Herpes. Hard to keep you cool with herpes.
Yeah. What?
Do we have to tell you what we want to avoid?
No, he's telling us.
I'm telling you that something bad is, like, going to come across you, and I want to know how well you're going
to
do.
All right, well, we would like to avoid the bad things.
Yeah,
the
figured.
Yeah. So should I, like, read out loud the thing, or?
Sometimes it's better if you just hit.
Like, roll the whatever, and on a whatever, you'll get this result.
Okay, none is really that. So basically, they're rolling 2d6, adding spirit to see if they keep their shit together, because... There's something weird about this little girl, apparently. I wouldn't know.
All right, I got an 8, plus I have 1 spirit, so that's a 9 total.
All right, on a 9th, a partial success. So you're going to keep it together, but it's going to cost you.
Oh, boy.
Mine says, I have a thing called Dauntless.
Okay.
When you keep your cool in the face of violent threats or intimidation. Does that apply here?
I would say no.
Yeah, okay.
So Emily got 9, and Matt.
Whoa. What was I adding to you?
Spirit.
Is that supposed to be a minus 2?
Yeah, it's a minus 2.
All right.
Boy.
Well, then I definitely.
What'd you get?
5.
Ooh.
Because I rolled a 2, so that cancels my 2 out.
Okay. So. Nora.
Yes.
So we talked about the Fae essentially being like an elemental spirits of nature, correct?
Yeah.
So what would when seasons change and comes to fall, then winter, the leaves fall off the trees, right? Because of the cold.
Yes.
For a Fae, if it became suddenly that cold, what would be like the equivalent? Like, what's that for a Fae? Seasons change and, like, you wilt, or you're losing something because of the surroundings, the nature.
I don't know. Maybe I would, like, appear to age, or if we want to be literal, then I would, like, lose some hair. I don't know.
Oh, you tell me. Like, what would be a physical sign of distress?
I mean, beyond, like, the typical, like, looking pale and stuff.
Yeah.
I think we want, like, a supernaturally thing. It would be one of those. I don't know. I don't know which one is better. So, and I realize I have to pick. Oh, the options, the two that I thought of was like either I would like visibly age a little.
I love the idea of you like going like this, finding a clump of your hair and going
clump
like.
Clump hair and be like, yeah. That's right. Like, ah, shit. Like but without molting, being like a bird. Surprise, I suddenly look older.
Well, so I imagine then the hair that falls out instantly like turns all crackly and
yeah, or like
you know
gray and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
All right, so
like
as the
some hair falls out,
child, little girl, brushes past you, it feels like icy wind rushes up your body from where she touches you, and you can feel it like condense and shiver, and you just like kind of like put your hand to your head as like the cold takes your mind, and a little bit of hair comes out when you take your hand out, and it just shrivels up and breaks apart like dried leaves. Something she is not what she appears to be.
Da, da, da.
Boris.
I pooped. That was me.
Yes.
You have said you've had you know or have met Dracula.
Yes.
What was that like? Tell me what that felt like when you met him.
The very first time, because at least it wasn't a surprise. Like, I knew what I was walking into. But
that help?
Just being It helped in that I could sort of control my response, whereas unlike this, which is about to take me by surprise, it's going to be a lot harder to control.
So just when you met Dracula, was this like when he was like the Impaler?
Oh, yeah. Well, no. He had been around for
okay
probably a couple hundred years.
Sure.
At so that was point. Like novel doing Dracula?
Doing his Dracula thing. Yeah. Dracula.
Okay.
Like 19th century Dracula.
No, before that.
Okay.
Yeah, before that. Oh, yeah. So, just being in the room with him, you can feel the tingling and crackling of his power. Like, your skin crawls and your bones itch.
What's the base instinct that causes? Like,
fear.
Fear?
Absolutely just fear.
You experience that again.
That primitive something is hunting me in the woods fear.
That was really well stated. Good job.
And there you are again, but instead of walking into the forest knowing what's happening, you feel yourself just fall in. This is child brushes past you. You're in the cold, the winter, and
it's just
the
sudden,
old country.
Yeah.
And you know he's out there. It's out there. You feel that presence again, and you feel it creeping up your spine, and that fear takes root and doesn't let go. And it overwhelms you.
I would think I'd have a pretty good flight response.
Go for it. Elevator's still open.
Yeah, all right. sorry.
You're going to leave me alone in these soundproof rooms with this Laura lady.
As the door starts to close, I just step in.
All right, you're right there too. You can try and follow if you want.
No word, no nothing. Just write it. Yeah.
Do I even notice?
And it just flops.
Do I have the reaction time? Do I need to roll for that? Do I need to roll for making it into the elevator with him?
Roll for elevator.
Do you think you would notice as a character?
I mean, if we're like walking side by side.
Yeah, well, you can. This isn't like high pressure. This is just like, oh, okay. This is
well,
oh
we're
shit,
going
what's
back
happening?
Up.
Yeah, it's not like something's chasing you, or this is like your only opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, although yeah, with that happening and you losing a little bit of hair, you might be able to piece together something bad's here.
Yeah, I mean, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, does this creature, like, do I get the sense that this is one of Dracula's spawn? It's just really old like Dracula?
You've met other vampires. Mm-hmm. You've had dealings with them. You've shaken their hands. And you can sometimes feel...
Some other pretty old ones.
If they're old ones, yeah. You can kind of feel, like, that, like, deep-seated hunger that eats away at them sometimes just from touching them. But you always remember Dracula's is something different. It's not he's hungry all the time. It is he is the hunger.
Yep.
And this is that. It feels...
very similar.
It's... not quite the same. You can tell it's not the same magnitude, but it's like the seed of it. You can tell this is connected to him.
Okay.
So, yep. So you dash in and you're following?
Hit the
I'm
button.
Gonna follow.
All right. So you just go in and like the door kind of like bounces off of you for a second, opens back up.
I'm just gonna try and mash the lobby button over and over.
All right. And then as you're just like mashing the lobby button and the doors start slowly closing, you hear that whistling coming back and your stomach sinks. And right as it's about to close, you can see the little girl turn and smile and just wave as it finally shuts.
Now I poop.
So I guess so. We're going to be paying a visit to that lobby bathroom again.
That's
get
why.
Cleaned up.
Yeah. I'm done now.
You're just going to walk in like that.
So yeah.
I need a new suit.
Elevator ride going down.
What the fuck was that thing?
I could ask you the same. I don't know.
No.
Whatever it is, it's scary.
It's very powerful.
And it's not good.
So I know it's a vampire.
And the door opens.
Nothing good ever comes with that sentence.
And standing out on the other side just waiting to go up is the little girl.
Same one?
Maybe. It certainly looks like the same one.
In any case, I grab his arm and we haul ass for the door.
Yeah, I'll smile very nervously. What are we rolling?
I'm thinking again.
Roll for poop.
I'm thinking figure someone out. I think that's what's going to work here.
What stat does that add?
Mind.
You should be.
At least this one's a positive.
I was going to say, you should be on the positive side of that one.
I got a...
Spirit was my dump stat.
Eight and a... Mind. Yeah, I got a... I have nine.
I've got nine. What do you guys got? So nine and a...
With my plus one, I got a four.
Wow, okay.
You're just rolling badly.
So this is So you, Boris.
Yes. I'm too freaked out to think.
This thing.
Yeah.
It's just here. Oh, only he can do such things.
Mm.
This is him or close to it, maybe in disguise, you don't know.
One of his first. Oh, wow.
But you remember some of his last words to you.
Ooh.
Which was...
I'll float down here, Timmy.
Think about it. Take
that thought would almost calm me down, I'd think.
What?
If it was him. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't leave on bad terms.
And at least you'd know what it is.
No.
We have a truce of sorts.
Of sorts.
Yes. And I wouldn't put it past him to freak me out on purpose.
I think, when you guys made whatever your last deal was, you left on good terms, you shook hands, and he just leaned in and said, imagine the best meal you've ever had. And just imagine if you knew it would never end.
Oh. All
right, and Nora, do you have the basic move sheet in front of you?
There's no possible way.
You get on...
I get a hold.
You get one hold. So
and they get a hold on me.
Hmm.
Right? I think?
Yes. Wait.
Do I hold two? On a hit, hold two. And on a 7 to 9, which I got a 9.
So
am I glad I left?
Kid has a hold on me also.
You have two holds, and
I will
you,
not be ready
and they will have one
here.
On you. If it's all right with you, I'd like to just use one of your holds to give you the answer to why I added you roll this.
Okay.
I'm hoping you haven't pulled
question
away
number one.
I'm just starting to back the car up.
Should I spend both or...
Well, it's up to you. You can try and pinpoint things, or I have one thing I was planning on doing if you succeeded. So you can spend one hold on that, or you can just pick two things that you want. So.
What do you mean spend one hold on? I don't know what it is that you would do to
spend. Yeah, I know.
One. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna ask one question anyway. I'm gonna ask.
That's fine.
So that's one hold that I'm spending.
Yep.
Who's pulling this kiddo's strings? The little girl who's
pulling
her strings.
Can just feel there. She does not have strings on her shoulders. She has.
I got no strings on me.
She's the one pulling them.
Oh boy! Well, that's not any less scary. Okay. Now I kind of want to ask another question, but I also like now that I know that you're doing something, I kind of want to keep my hold.
Well, you're either spending the hold on a question you're picking, or you're gonna spend the hold on the information I was gonna give if you held one.
So. Oh. Well, I'm going to hold one then and spend that on the information you give because I feel like that'll be a little more helpful than me being like, random question.
Okay. This is not the same girl.
Okay.
Well, that makes it less freaky in absolutely
well, in
no
meta-knowledge,
ways at all.
Well, in meta-knowledge, I have a clue, but Nora has. Nora's like, there are two of them.
You can just, you just look over her and you can just feel that she doesn't report to anyone. Like, she doesn't have a care in the world beyond what she wants. And as you think, how did she get down here so fast? Your eyes meet. And you can see they're a different shade of green. And?
It's daytime, right?
Ah, okay. Yeah. No, I'm just thinking what her hold's going to be. All right. And so the doors ding open.
Ding!
She smiles.
Fries are done.
Gives the smallest little curtsy and then steps to the side to let you guys walk out.
I plaster a really just frozen grin on my face, like a frozen polite smile, and I grab Boris's arm and I just like, bye, I love you. And we just leave. I just drag him out.
As you guys are stepping out the doors, you just hear her call out, sorry about Petey.
If that would make me stop.
Alright, you're halfway out the door.
Yep.
Halfway out the door. Do we just both turn back around? I guess I don't know.
I
you turn back around?
Yeah.
I'll look at her, sure.
They're both there now. Mm. Just holding hands.
Forever and ever.
Just like the twins in The Shining, the Grady twins. Yeah. Ah.
Ah. They're smiling, looking at you.
I got no good questions for him, so.
Riding a tricycle.
Yeah. I guess it's time to beat feet. Find a new safe house.
Like, bye! So I guess do we just leave? Let's leave.
Let's see if John's still in the parking lot. If he's not, well, hell, I'll take a ride from them at this point.
Jacob's in.
Yeah, John was your alias.
You're
John Johnson.
John. And I thought Johnson. You said Jake. John was still in the parking lot.
Yeah, you did.
Jacob. Brad's character
whatever
is Jacob.
His name is.
All right, so you guys are rushing out.
My new driver.
Like, you're like no. Speed your walk. Pants, apparently. And yep. Let's rewind. Walter and Sasha had just gotten in the car after leaving the Old Country Estates.
The fuck?
I don't know where you guys were going. So you're in the car.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me again what you. Okay. So when she pulled me aside, she told me that you beat up some people here. That you were in a drunken stupor and they had to pull you out.
I was not in a drunken stupor. Okay. That came after.
Okay.
Honestly, at that point, I had been sober my entire time here in Denver.
Huh.
I saw some shit there. Okay? Can we just leave it at that?
Well, no, we can't leave it like that. We need to know what happened because we're acquisitioning people.
We're not going to acquisition them, though.
Well, are they acquisitionable?
They should be, but I'm not going to do it.
All right. So just tell me what happened. We need honesty in this partnership.
I'm going to sound like a baby here. There are monsters in there. All right.
What kind of monsters?
Okay, so people know about vampires. Like, the Aware knows about vampires and knows that they're called vampires and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
All right.
The Oracle knows, too.
Well, of course.
Yeah, like, if you can, like, the basic fantasy supernatural creatures, they exist. Everyone knows they kind of exist. Some of the more rare ones, might, like, they exist, but they're rumored.
It's surprising.
Like, it's...
Like a Feldegriff.
Ooh.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
Sure. It was vampires.
Oh.
Fucked up vampires.
They own this place?
They do.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm not ashamed to admit they fucked my shit up pretty bad.
All right. I can see why you were a little sketched out going in there.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say something before?
I followed you in.
Well, yeah. That's smart. Don't want that buzzer to go off.
Well, yes, but I mean, it's not just that, you know.
So do you think the vampires had something to do with them taking Tracker?
Possibly. I mean, they, for all we know, they could have been together.
This just got interesting. All right, so where do we go next?
Where do we go next?
I feel like I could go back in and ask more questions.
I mean, if you really want to try it, I'm going to keep back, though. If only we had a rifle, I'd cover you from far.
As you guys are sitting there trying to figure out what you're doing, you see a man in a plain suit come out and get into a car and sit there for a minute. Jumping to Jacob, you're in the car, you get your coin, and you see that Acquisition Team 4, or what's left of it, is still parked in the street.
Oh, great. So going through my list, which just never seems to end. Don't lists have an end?
No.
Fuck.
Not infinite lists.
Not infinite
no.
lists.
Or immortal lists.
Ooh, immortal lists.
I heard they taste good.
Bet you it tastes like Panda Express.
It's a great punk rock band.
Panda Express or Immortal List.
Immortal List sounds great.
I thought it sounded like Harry Potter and the Immortal List.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot better than Harry Potter and the Panda Express.
Harry Potter and the Panda Express.
I was going to say, don't you dare say Cursed Child.
Oh, boy. No. Mm-hmm. But, that's not a book. That was never a book.
Yes, Jacob?
How far away is the nearest name on my list to appease the great overlord?
You have a couple leads on some of them, but most of them are in your home turf, so across the city. This is a little out from where he tends to send you unless someone's trying to escape.
Then, yeah, I guess I would drive back towards home and start kicking around the bushes to see if I could figure out anything more on where someone would be.
Whose car is this?
The loner Leon dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
He's best not to ask Leon where he gets his cars.
All right, so you start heading back that way. We'll see if that changes in a minute. Sasha and Walter. He gets in the car. He drives off. Nothing terribly remarkable.
So we don't recognize him.
Well, let's decide now, because you are a hitter in the wild faction for demons. So they theoretically could put a face to the name. Spoilers. Oh, wait, no. No. You have interactions with Sasha. You've had interactions with Sasha.
Yeah, I would have recognized him, wouldn't
totally
I?
Oh, you totally recognize him. Yeah, never mind.
Would I have said that to Walt?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know your character.
Would you have?
I think I might.
Tattletale.
So he gets... Well, I don't know.
Did Grandma raise a snitch? Because you know what snitches get.
I do.
Acquisitions.
Acquisitions.
Hey. I think... Yeah, but I would have a protective feeling over Jacob. I think that's my friend Jacob. Getting into that car, that's interesting. He's not usually over in this part of town.
Well, who is he?
Just a guy. I used to do psychic readings for, you know. Or don't. I don't know. You never got a reading.
No, I didn't. I never did.
Yeah. I'm always up for it, though.
I'll think about it.
He gets in.
Pass.
A couple seconds later, drives off. On his way out.
Burr. Yeah. That's interesting.
It must be something to it. You're kind of fixating on it.
I just fixate on things.
Truth.
He's gone now. He's just a friend. All right, so let's just wait here a minute.
Shit.
I mean, I guess we can. I'd really like to put.
I'm afraid that if this is a vampire den, though, it might just be a little bit too much for the two of us.
It absolutely is. I wholeheartedly agree.
Okay. And I'm going to trust that opinion.
Okay. 60 some odd seconds go by, and you see a older gentleman, graying hair, and a
distinguished
graying hair, and a youngish looking woman.
Ish.
Come hurrying out of the main building, kind of clinging a bit to each other. Looking very...
Shaken?
Yeah, that's the term.
I'm going to start
not stirred.
Spamming Jacob poop emojis.
Okay. Let's...
When I notice the car's out of the parking lot.
Anyway. Yeah, you guys notice immediately because you got by parked in the front.
That's exactly what I was looking for, and I see empty spot, so...
Yep.
And... We don't. We spam him poop emojis and don't call him?
No, I'm too freaked out. You can call him.
Okay, yeah. Well, I use my smartphone to call Jacob.
Do you want to borrow mine?
Thanks.
Ring, 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 ring.
Yeah.
Jacob, where are you?
I had to leave. I told Boris that.
Well, we have to leave too and there's no car.
Are you ready to go?
Extremely. Please come pick us up.
All right, fine.
Thank you.
Bye. Wander out to like the sidewalk so he doesn't have to pull in.
Okay.
I don't want him to pull in.
Walt, is it just me or do they look really freaked out?
They do, and that is the reaction I would expect coming out of that
effing
place.
And you both actually know Boris's face.
I'm going to say really loudly, that place is full of fucking monsters!
Did you completely take it up to even notice that Acquisition Team 4 is still parked like 10 feet away from you?
Did you completely drop Russian accent to say that? Like,
probably, yeah.
Well, let's go see if they need some help. I know that guy. He owns places around here.
I've seen him too.
Everything.
Or do I know him?
You know, he came back from the dead.
Yeah,
that's right.
What happened after that? What information you share is up between you two.
So I will say I've seen him too.
Now you're a cool guy.
Just pull up. Let's go talk to him.
You're like 10 feet away.
Yeah.
Definitely pull up the 10 feet.
Hop out of the car. For some reason, I thought we were still up the road on the right a little bit.
Yeah, they went to the street.
Oh, they went to the street. Okay, so they're right there. So I'm just going to hop out of the car.
I mean, you're still on the opposite side of the street, though.
Yeah.
Maybe we accelerated down and did like a power slide right around to block your way.
Yep, nice. The Shatner power slide.
The Shatner power slide. I like it. So I hop out of the car, and I'm going to start just walking towards their direction.
Now I'm spamming him two poop emojis with each message.
Boris, he's trying to drive, I'm sure. He's driving.
Excuse, I don't want to interrupt you guys, but you guys, hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, you guys look really afraid right now. Do you guys need some help?
Our ride's on the way. Thanks.
We've got a car right here.
Well, our ride's coming, though. Thank you.
No, I do not take rides from strangers.
Be ashamed
you.
To
no, but make we know him who you are.
Drive out for nothing.
No, hi. I'm so sorry. I'm so rude. My name is Sasha. I extend my hand to Nora.
Oh, do I take it?
Take it.
I guess I take it and I shake her.
I'm going to skim the surface.
If she's going to magic you, you should magic her right back.
I mean, I don't think I'm going to try to kill... I'm not going to try to kill you with the handshake, but I could.
So you take Nora's hand
yeah.
to shake, and she kind of like nervously glances at the older gentleman, Boris. Mm-hmm. And as she moves her head, you see like her hair is a little thin on one side, and you can see... her ears.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Three pointed.
Okay.
So, oh boy.
You know that.
I notice it.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Okay, so you get. I'm gonna give you a forward.
Oh, it's me.
He's aware.
Plus one forward on your skim the surface.
Plus you one
know
forward.
What, yeah, you know what you're expecting.
Okay.
So you get a plus one.
He's aware. Stop trying to take his stuff. Yeah.
Sorry, Walt. Yeah.
Are you following?
I'm assuming you. Yeah. I move quicker than he does.
You do.
Okay. It's probably always like this. Wait, no. Oh, Sasha.
Hey.
I did it once.
Well, that looks like a good roll.
So that is 8. You gave me a plus one forward, so that's 9. And then I got a plus one because of the thing that it goes with.
Spirit, oh probably.
Spirit.
So that's a 10. That's a good roll.
Yep, 10.
All right. I mean, you get all the things. All
right. So we're shaking hands. I made some eye contact. What is your character thinking about right now?
I mean... a lot of stuff, but mostly the
short demonic horribleness.
Yeah, the little
like what
scary
what you,
kids.
Like what are you picking? Like the two really scary vampire children. The fact that the people hunting you down are in front of you right now, and you're shaking one of their hands, or the fact that your only means of escape is a demon who's not even nearby right now.
And also the whole like sorry about Petey thing.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so you got which one
like an ass, but...
bubbles to the surface.
Well, when you see me coming across, when you see us coming across,
yeah. What's
well, I'm like, oh god, just what we fucking needed.
Yeah, so,
I don't know why Nora's in her monologue. I don't know why their inner monologue is like that. That's just
because it's crammed in that little head.
Well, it's an audio medium, so it's important to have a separate voice to indicate
inner monologue.
Yeah, your inner monologue.
So yes, which of those pressing things bubbles to the surface.
Should I say it in the voice?
Oh, yes. It's canon.
It's up to you.
I mean, Kevin's going to hate you forever, but it's canon.
No, I won't, because I take pity on Kevin. Oh, God, just what we needed. Oh, my God, it's the acquisition folks people. I'm doing the voice anyway, so
okay. That's
I'm okay. Like, oh, boy, one thing after another. How did they... I guess I knew they were there, but like...
That's fine. You know. That's pretty good right there.
Yeah. Not these folks. Yeah.
I think it's great that you're like, no, I'm not going to do the voice because Kevin won't like it.
And then I'm going to totally do the voice.
Yeah. It was not on purpose.
The voice is good. Because I feel like it's like muddled. It's brain thinking. It's
I'm
okay.
I'm not saying the voice isn't good.
Not only is it brain thinking, it's like, it's Nora's like, not it's having a good time right
Mike's
now.
Mike's inner monologue voice is Sammy Davis Jr.
I thought it sounded really Pee Wee Herman.
It could be.
So... I might get rid of that voice, except for now it seems to be involuntary. So, sorry, Kevin.
No, sorry, it's a good sorry. Voice. It's just as long as it's not, we'd, yeah.
Once Rob's fall, Nora does.
Hopefully the next character won't have that voice.
Or the one after.
Or you go to do the finger touch and then you sneeze and poke yourself. Yeah. You're dead.
Oh, yeah, because like the healing one I can't use on myself, but it doesn't say I can't use the killing one on myself. Sorry. It doesn't say I can't use the killing one on myself. So, oh, boy, that's
a little morbid.
That's very morbid. Sorry, guys.
Oh, I
guys.
Need to ask three.
I get to ask three. Yeah, so that was
four.
Yeah, that was
gonna
one.
Take a while.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
Ask away.
All right, let's see. Who are you protecting?
Myself?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay.
And poopy pants.
Poopy pants here, but, you know, myself and I guess these two losers. Hey, do I call there. My friend?
Yeah, we don't know who.
I'm not there.
We don't know this guy's here.
I don't know. Myself, mostly.
That's okay. That's a good answer.
Okay, okay.
What is your character's hidden pain?
Oh, boy. Well, let me lie down on the couch and tell you all about it.
How about the biggest one?
This is like getting into the backstory, I guess.
That's fine.
But
it's a good thing that I didn't write your backstory.
Yeah. I guess.
Good thing someone wrote the backstory.
I wrote like a little bit of backstory. I have some of it. It's just not done.
Okay.
The pain of exile from one's homeland. Yeah, that. I guess sort of like almost pain like, and like loss and stuff.
Or almost like being orphaned.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Semi.
I'm Sasha.
Oh, you only asked two questions.
No, I asked three.
Oh, was it three?
Yeah.
You did.
I asked.
Okay. Three?
Three, yeah.
Okay.
Who are you protecting? What thoughts are going through your head right now?
Thoughts,
and
right.
Your hidden pain.
Okay. It's just the thoughts one took 20 minutes, so you just forgot about it.
Forgot about it.
To the end of it.
Yes, that's what happened.
And while you guys are shaking, just want to keep this in mind. Sasha's wrist monitor, clearly visible. Like, yeah. This is a marked unnatural. Just so, yeah, you can see that.
Yeah.
And does she recognize that I noticed her ear?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm Sasha. It's nice to meet you.
Nora, it's a pleasure.
Nora, that is a beautiful name. I just reach up and I curl your hair. I'm so sorry. Yeah, that was just bothering me. The wind must have taken it.
Are you trying to cover her ear or uncover?
Cover.
Okay, and Walter walks up. He gets there.
Did she tell me her name?
What? Oh, yeah, I said, you know, Nora, okay. It's a pleasure.
Walt, this is my friend Nora.
Oh, hello, Nora.
Hi, Walt. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, we just work together.
Likewise.
It's okay.
Oh.
And this is Boris.
Hello, Boris.
I'll offer my hand out to shake.
Is this a poopy hand?
Hello? No, it's clean. It's okay. Clean. They've been outside the pants.
The poop was in the pants, not in the hand.
Yeah. I'm not an animal. Totally.
Oh, maybe you tried to catch it while you were running.
Oh, no. There was so much fear and panic.
There's no time for that.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of you who can't see this, Kevin is just
to stay alive.
Huge face palm.
At best, the log would have rolled out of your pants and you may have kicked it.
Right, exactly.
He's grimacing now.
Can I be back yet?
Get in there.
Okay.
So I gotta give him 30 seconds together.
So
I would look at Boris, like with the look, like, you know, I know.
I'm just gonna grin, big stupid grin.
It's fine.
Don't I know you?
Well, do you know me? I think I know you. Oh. You look familiar anyway.
Yes, people know me.
People know me. Right.
I am, I wouldn't say a big deal, but I get around.
Isn't this just cozy? You sure you guys don't need a ride?
I'll turn to Sasha. I was your grandmother.
You know my grandmother?
Do you know each other?
Who doesn't know your grandmother?
She is
such
flowers.
A wonderful and friendly woman.
Oh.
She sells flowers. She's great.
But like when you're like, you know, who doesn't know you, grandma? I'm sorry, that's just like low key.
She's a popular lady.
Oh, that is kind of
grandma. Seems a free spirit.
Grandma, yeah. Free spirit. Yeah. Okay,
grandma Yada.
That's canon.
I'd be surprised if I didn't. I've known her a long time.
Wow.
Well, you know, great that we all know each other.
All best friends.
Yeah, great friends.
Nice to meet mutual friends. Yeah.
You guys look like you're in a hurry to get out of there. I'm certainly in a hurry to get out of here.
This place is horrible.
Yeah, let's leave.
He's not keen on returning. Let's leave.
Sasha, let's
leave immediately.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's leave.
Okay.
You're certainly welcome. We'll get
our ride's
out of here.
Coming.
Oh,
thanks.
Our ride would be here in mere moments.
And car comes around the corner.
Oh.
In fact, it is that one, I think.
That one right there.
You see this scene.
No, wait. That one.
All right, let's just wait a moment.
Oh, okay. You know.
Oh, God damn it.
You don't have to get out of the car. It's okay.
I don't. I probably stop like 20 feet short and just stop.
Okay, I walk over.
Yeah, we want to get the fuck out of this place.
That's the same guy that was here before.
I walk over. I lean into the passenger side window.
Yes, he is my best good friend, yes.
Hi, Jacob.
Oh, he uses strong terms. I am not his...
In Boris talk, that literally means we've met before.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone is Boris's friend.
So what?
Except for those fucking vampires.
So what does Boris call someone that, you know, another person would refer to as their butt buddy?
As their butt buddy? I don't know, but I'll get back to you.
Yeah, that's your homework.
So are we going?
Yes, let's
leave. I told you I had things to do.
Yes.
You missed it. I'm leaning into the window. Hi, Jacob.
I'm not missing it. I'm ignoring it right now because I need to go.
I get in the back of the car and it smells
Jacob,
a little weird.
I think you found yourself on a suspicious part of town.
I am apparently being told by many people I'm on the wrong side of town, which is why I wanted to leave.
I'm in. I shut the door.
I was going to say, doors are unlocked.
Yeah, I'm also going to... Bye, Sasha. Nice to meet you.
If I were you two, I'd
be honking the horn like, let's go. All right.
Yes, we
you guys are funny.
Should not stay near this building of horribleness.
All right, I go back to the car.
And the resistance cell drives away. And Walter and Sasha, you get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's highly suspicious, I
yeah,
would
let's
say.
Follow them.
Yeah, I absolutely will yeah, follow them.
Okay.
All right, and you follow them.
We follow them.
This is Unbroken. The Game Master is played by Kevin. Boris is played by Matt. Jacob is by Brad. Walter is played by Mike. Nora is played by Emily. And Sasha is played by Dawn. Unbroken can be found on the web at www.sagagames.studio. Intro music is Run, It Might Be Somebody by Daniel Birch. And the outro music is Osprey by Chad Crouch. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. All characters are a work of fiction. Any resemblances to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. Thank you for listening. We are Unbroken.
Here's where I'm going to go do this stuff, and it's going to go pretty bad.
All right, so what am I doing? That sounded perfect.
I think we just found Walter's voice.